These men, they're not the sort we need.
They're exactly the sort we need. They fought this kind of war before.
What about me? Am I one of that sort?
Hell no. You're the sort that gives that sort a bad name.
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 10th day of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 81 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 47. And it's kind of cooled down a little bit. I mean, a few 10 degrees, but you can feel it. Anyways, what? Somebody was trying to speak there. Anyways, we're going to take a break and we'll come back and we'll look at today's outrage.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's see what we got on the outrage page. I mean, we got a plethora of fucking outrage that has been perpetrated now, then, and tomorrow. All right, we'll just start right down the goddamn list. Oh, I like this one, actually. Zero Amish children diagnosed with cancer, diabetes, or autism. That's it. So some little kids. And I don't like the religious thing, but I do admire the Amish and the way they live. The comprehensive study has found that no Amish children have been diagnosed with chronic conditions that impact the rest of America because they live pure. Across America, the corrupt population, the current population of Amish people is quickly approaching 400,000. The largest concentration of Amish citizens, 90,000 in Pennsylvania and 82,000 in Ohio. Amish communities have settled in as many as 32 United U.S. states. Families have an average of 7 kids to the Amish population. To the population growing rapidly. The Amish are a group of traditionalist Christians who are known for simple living, plain dress, and Christian pacifism. They reject most conveniences of modern technology and pharmaceuticals and maintain self-sufficiency. The Amish value rural life, manual labor, humility, and which means submission to God, neither to interrupt family time nor replace face-to-face conversation whenever possible. Yet despite rejecting all modern medicines and pharmaceutical drugs that the rest of American people have access to, the Amish are among the healthiest in the nation. As Slate News recently reported, a study conducted by the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation found that COVID death rates among Amish communities are 90 times lower than the rest of America. The main difference the study revealed is that the Amish communities completely ignored the guidelines from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The Amish families did not get vaccinated or wear masks, or did they engage in lockdown, social distancing, or any other type of restrictions. but the separated communities didn't avoid catching the virus. See, so and you know, this is something that they're trying to just kind of ease out of the conversation, is the fucking shedding. I mean, they unleashed, the people who did get a vaccination were typhoid Marys, and they gave it to every fucking one of us. We all have it in our fucking bodies. If you can't feel it, then you just ain't feeling it yet. But the separated communities didn't avoid catching the virus. However, roughly 90% of the Amish have been infected with 90% of the Amish have been infected with COVID through the fucking goddamn shedding. See, they're trying to hide that because it's done more killing than the goddamn shot itself. And that's the truth. In a new comprehensive study presented by the VSRF founder Steve Kirsch to the Pennsylvania State Senate, it was calculated that for Amish children who are strictly 100% unvaccinated, typical chronic conditions barely exist, if at all. There are chronic conditions which many vaccinated children and swaths of Americans suffer from, include autoimmune disease, heart disease, diabetes, asthma, ADHD, arthritis, cancer, and autism. During testimony before the Pennsylvania Senate, expert health advocates shed details on why there have never been any reports published regarding the health of Amish children in general. After decades of studying the Amish, there's no report because the report would be devastating to the narrative, Kirsch testified. It would show that the CDC has been harming the public for decades and saying nothing and bullying and burying all the details. Leading American cardiologist Peter McAuliffe has dozens of pre-reviewed published works related to the rise of chronic conditions among the public. McAuliffe has testified before the United States Senate and before legislatures throughout the United States regarding the dangers of the mRNA jabs, dangers of it. It's a fucking death kill. I mean, fucking everybody knows it. Yeah, but, you know, the MRA jabs, let's call them that, because everybody's figured out it's a fucking death shot. Kirsch and McAuliffe joined top attorney Thomas Rentz and metallurgical death investigator Graham Hetrick on a panel of experts who testified before the Pennsylvania State Senate. The experts all noted that chronic conditions are soaring among the American people. However, they concluded that these conditions are non-existent among unvaxxed Amish communities. According to the VSRF study, not one single Amish child could be found who had suffered from cancer, autism, heart disease, or other conditions that are on the rise among American children, because we're being fucking poisoned. They fucking grow their own clean food. They fucking stay back away from the fucking the sewer that this goddamn country's become. They live the life that people should be fucking living in this country, and you could be fucking happy. Except, nobody's going to tell me, make me accept religion as a condition of fucking a good life. You can have a good life without it, believe me. Jeez. Cynthia McCain, wife of Senator John McCain, confesses that the elites knew about Epstein, but no one did anything. They're all in on it. And somebody wrote, you know, this is an old report. Right? Yeah, it's an old fucking report, but goddamn it, it's all coming together. Wait, should we toss this son of a bitch out? And she said it. It's video, so we can't play it. Just in, according to researchers with the Burns Unit in Australia, COVID and COVID vaccine are causing a rise in Steven Johnson syndrome, a rare, potentially fatal skin disorder. And of course, they're denying it, saying it's something else. It's a fucking rare, rare thing, but it's becoming a goddamn pandemic. Thousands of YouTubers who push COVID jabs now have turbo cancers. And I thought that was quite interesting and quite fucking, you know, that's what you fucking deserve. That is what you fucking deserve, you mindless, brainless, deadheaded son of a bitches. How many people have you killed? You deserve to fucking die of turbo cancer. A missing 14-year-old girl with learning disabilities was found at Camp Pendleton in California, reportedly sex trafficked to U.S. to a U.S. Marine. The Marine has been taken into custody, and human trafficking authorities are investigating the case. What do you think about that? I mean, 14 fucking years old, and again, this, you know, it has videos with it, but people often say to me, if elites were trafficking children, then they'd be arrested. Biden's administration has lost over 85,000 immigrant children. Now, Chicago police are investigating claims that the officers had sex with migrants housed in a police station, including possible minors. Of course, I mean, they're desensitizing you. Once you hear this day after day after day after day, that, you know, he just boogered one child, not 15, so that's better. I mean, it's always been accepting the lesser of two evils, not fully understanding that it's all evil. Big tech is killing the open web, huh? That's another video. Do you remember when Klaus Schwab said the COVID gene therapies would edit your genetics? Again, his words and those of Yuval Harari are highly concerning. They don't mince words. The public, publicly name their satanic intentions. Wake the fuck up, guys. And as far as we can go with that. Police militarization and the Peltzman effect. The Andy Griffith Show is one of the most beloved television series of its time and is considered one of the greatest shows of all time. You know, The Andy Griffith Show, I sit there and I, you know, I watch the old episodes. I watched it all my life. You know, when you're a kid, Andy Griffith, blah, 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 whatever. But I'm telling you what, I sit there and I watch and I can sit and I can, violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, violation of the Bill of Rights, violation of the Bill of Rights. You don't have the authority. But that's where they eased it into us. Every, you know, that's when they, I mean, people didn't trust fucking police back in the day when they knew what the fuckers were. You know, even the elected, because, you know, since 1875, there hasn't been real fucking police. But this was one of the programs that was used to program your mind to think, oh, they're the good guys. They're the white hats. No, they're fucking not. The sheriff today is a goddamn hired mercenary wearing a union badge, and he does what the fucking international corporate mafia tells him to fucking do. And I'm sick of hearing about these constitutional sheriffs. No, you're not. You're not a constitutional sheriff because you didn't take the fucking oath to the common law and to the people's law of December 15, 1791. You took an oath to enforce the fucking private policies of the Roman civil law for the goddamn states, and which now is just plain corporation. Let's face it. You're a corporate fucking thug. That's what you fucking are. And you can't make it go away by saying, oh, I believe in the Second Amendment. Yeah, but the rest of it you fucking violate on a daily basis, and you make me fucking sick. In the show, small town sheriff Andy Griffith and his deputy Barney Fife keep the peace in the town of Mayberry, North Carolina. Sheriff Griffith is an excellent archetype for what law enforcement officers in America used to be. No, they have never fucking been that way. Not all my fucking life, not what I've seen today. This notion of small-town peace officer is almost unrecognizable, replaced with the so-called warrior cop. American police officers have become increasingly armed with military training, equipment, and weapons ranging from armored cars to small arms and body armor, which they don't want you to have body armor. They want to have body armor. They don't want, well, why would that be? They don't want you to have fucking AR-15s with 30 round clips and 100 round drums. But they want them to have them. I wonder why that could be. The militarization of police is a hotly debated topic. Many in favor of militarization claim that giving police military style equipment will save officers' lives. Why are the officers' lives are supposed to be put there to save the people's lives? It was the way they sold that lie to us. If we elected a fucking sheriff and he was elected by the people and sworn into the common law of December 15, 1791, then you could be concerned with his life. You'd back him with your life because he'd be enforcing this unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791 and protecting your fucking sovereignty and your freedom and your liberty. Armor saves lives. That's why we can't have it. And the better the armor, the more good guy, and who decides who's the good guy, lives can be saved. I mean, we've seen what these motherfuckers were doing. We just talked about that the child trafficking at I can't remember which fort it was, but at one of the military bases there, a Marine had a goddamn 14-year-old girl that he bought in the fucking barracks that he was fucking molesting. I mean, this is desensitizing us to something that we fucking should have blew up about, the first fucking mention of it. But we, not us, man, not the fucking American coward. What this statement doesn't address is how using military equipment such as body armor and armored vehicles affects police officers' risk assessment and decision making. They have no fucking authority for risk assessment. They have no authority for decision making. Plain and fucking simple. They are a fucking violation of the 9th article, the 10th article, which makes them a violation of the entire body of the fucking law of December 15, 1791. They are a fucking crime in progress. In his 1975 paper, Sam Peltzman described the effects of automobile safety regulations rather than just saving lives. The seen effect of automobile safety policies are unseen effect assists exits in the form of reckless driving and pedestrian deaths. The logic is as follows. Drivers forced to wear seat belts engage in more risky behavior since they believe they are safer. This behavior offsets the life saving. No, see, this is a bullshit fucking article. This is trying to convince you that there is any kind of argument for a militarized, corporate-controlled motherfucking police acting with any kind of authority over the fucking people, because they don't have it. It is a violation of our fucking law that they exist. I don't give a fuck what they're fucking using. And I won't continue this article, because it is trying to fucking act like there is a fucking argument to be had, and there is no goddamn argument to be had. They are unlawful. They are goddamn, they have declared war on us. They're enemy fucking combatants by all rights.
Who voted those revenue generators, Henry? Who voted on them?
I didn't. Nobody voted them in, man. I mean, it's just a fucking, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's like what they're doing with the United Nations right now. Just a bunch of ass, and like they did with the fucking Federalists, did with the Constitution, the so-called Constitution, that the people never ratified, that the people never gave authority for. They just sit down and start fucking, well, we're going to do this. We're a corporation. Well, corporation, your Roman civil law is about to get blowed the fuck out of this fucking free country, you son of a bitches. Rolling Stone, Washington Post praised pro-pedophile movie Cuties attacked anti-child sex trafficking movies Sound of Freedom. And you know, the Sound of Freedom thing has come up a lot. I've been reading the comments, and I looked on the thing. I mean, I can't afford to go to the fucking movies and watch this stupid ass thing. But from what I understand, and if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, they paid and bought these women or young children or whatever, the girls they saved or the children they saved. They bought them with cash money. Am I wrong? Can somebody tell me I'm wrong? Nobody's telling me I'm wrong. So I'm going to assume that they did buy these trafficked people. If so, I'm going to tell you what. I mean, big fucking deal. You're treating the symptom, not the malady. The bottom line is those children were replaced that fucking day. They've got an endless fucking supply, and it is supply and demand. Take the son of a, I mean, when it was marijuana, or you get caught with a joint in Texas, and you're going to do fucking 10 years in prison, because you got to stop the demand so there will be no more supply. That's how they attacked it. But these people here, I mean, Gibson and his fucking crew, if they just went and bought some fucking human beings, they participated in it. Just like fucking when Trump came up and told us he understood the corruption because he was a part of it for so many fucking years. Shouldn't he have been arrested and put in jail for his fucking crimes. There's no statute of limitations on fraud, and there's no statute of limitations on right denying these children their right to fucking be secure in their persons under the fourth article either. So if they went and purchased these kids, they didn't do shit. And I'm not, yes, go ahead.
And you know another thing, back it up that SOB Trump, all you Trump tars out there, you don't think Trump didn't booger any of those little kids? Hell, he was friends with Epstein. He went to his island. I mean, quit holding this delusional dream. That man is part of it, and he's playing you Trump tars like a fiddle.
Goddamn right he is. And it, just knowing he went to a pedophile island and you boogered little kids, man. God damn, are you going to elect one of them? I mean, you already got one in the fucking White House, a fucking criminal, you know, a fucking child molester, a fucking sicko with a sick son that's sicker than he is. And you fucking, with Trump, you know what I hear from people? Well, I made a lot more money when Trump was in office. I want Trump back in. Well, I guess one child molester or another. I mean, when you, all these years, you always heard the, a lesser of two evils, but the lesser of two evils is still evil, and the fucking it's caught up with you. You think at a lesser pace? I think not. I think the Bilderbergs have always fucking chosen who is going to sit in the fucking aristocracy's fucking command seat in Washington, D.C., plain and fucking simple. The Washington Post and Rolling Stones both came out criticizing the anti-child sex trafficking film Sound of Freedom, and like I said, unless somebody can tell me better, and they were purchasing these kids, they were participating in it, and they were those whoever they saved was replaced the next day. They didn't go after the malady, they went after the symptom, so that they could say, there's somebody doing something about this. These motherfuckers are right here in this country. Bill fucking Clinton, fucking Donald fucking Trump, I mean the goddamn list, or Hunter Biden, videotaped it. Why ain't you after him, Mel Gibson? You're a good Christian, aren't you? Watch that goddamn tape and tell me why you ain't after him. They're cutting these little kids up alive. This ain't no time for fucking goddamn publicity stunts, and that's all in the fuck this was, in my opinion. Sound of Freedom, after its release, both also praised another movie, Cuties, which depicts a tweaking dance crew made up of little girls, and it shows pictures of these little girls, and they are just little girls, little fucking girls, these sick son of a bitches, man. God damn it, my dad's generation, they would beat these people to death or cut them up. The articles that both the Washington Post and Rolling Stone released about Sound of Freedom accused the film of being associated with QAnon, and see, that's why QAnon was created, so that they could have something. That's the conspiracy theory, people. Hey, come to fucking Trenches, man, and try and claim that, you son of a bitch. You won't even say the fucking words from the trenches, will you? Because you know that we'll fucking rip your ass apart, because we know what you fucking have done. It's documented. The film is based on a portion of Tim Ballard's life and the beginning of him forming the organization Operation Underground Railroad. Send us millions, and we'll go buy from these child traffickers. We won't get rid of the son of a bitches. We'll just go, you know, I guess it would be a perk to their business, won't it? And more money. Because there's an endless supply of children to be fucking stolen, to be fucking child trafficked, to be fucking goddamn molested, to be fucking cut up and fucking, while they're still alive, and sold as body parts in a multi-billion dollar industry. You ain't doing shit. If you aren't killing these motherfuckers, you ain't doing nothing. And don't come on and tell me, oh, that was manly of them. Fuck them. Give me their goddamn money and I'll show you some fucking action. See, they keep the fucking people who would do something about this fucking poor. They fucking surveil your fucking ass 24/7 and they keep you poor. But the good time's going to come when that first fucking shot goes off, that fucking busts us loose, and nobody's going to give a fuck if you're looking. And then you will see, I'll show you how these fucking cocksuckers should be fucking taken care of. Rolling Stone said the actor in Jim Cheville's, who depicts Ballard in the film, has given speeches and interviews about evildoers who are harvesting the blood of children. Yeah, and you did you stop them, or did you make a purchase? Did you fucking enrich them so they could have more fucking people out taking more fucking children and harming more fucking children? Did you booster the pedophile fucking what the hell would you call it? A goddamn industry. The Post pointed out the film has been prompted on QAnon. See, that's why they got that fucking QAnon there. They're a bunch of fucking goddamn assholes. They used to come on every year in fucking October before they became, you know, the QAnon thing. And the white hats and the black hats, and there's going to be all these indictments and all this shit. QAnon is shit. QAnon is controlled motherfucking goddamn shills. Plain and simple. Message boards, and plays into the theory that global elites are kidnapping children, having sex with them, and harvesting their blood. Well, they fucking are. You got the goddamn video of fucking Hunter Biden with little 6 and 7 year olds dressed like prostitutes with fucking crack cocaine. All right, but I know it ain't happening. I don't believe what your fucking eyes. The king has clothes on. Don't worry about it. Ballard and Chavazel, I don't know what the fuck your name is, you creep, recently went on an interview with Jordan Peterson. Ballard also addressed this and explained that blood and organ harvesting is very real. He has posted a video showing a raid where this occurred in Western Africa. I never heard about it. Has anybody been fucking punished for this? Will anybody be punished for it? Will Hunter Biden be punished? You have the goddamn goods on him. You have a fucking video that he took of himself doing it, along with his fucking nasty-ass sniffing dad and his uncle and his whole fucking family of fucking freaks. He continued and said, so I might say something like that, and then they connect it to something a QAnon person says about a celebrity who must be doing this too. But there's no evidence to back that. See, you're there is. You want me to send you the fucking video, asshole? They make a false connection there. Other reports detail in practice. See, they went to the fucking third world to do this over in Africa and what might have you. Because this couldn't be happening in the United States. I mean, goddamn, the head of the so-called fucking president, which is not the president, he's the corporate aristocracy's goddamn puppet at the fucking top. He's a monarch. He's a corporate fucking monarch. He's doing it. Fucking goddamn Trumpy's been to pedophile eye. You got Bernstein's fucking list. You know who these son of a bitches are. And to try to, this is trying to cover for them. Saying the QAnon says, person says about a celebrity who must be doing this, but there's no evidence. Bullshit. You take the fucking evidence, the FBI takes it. They're there to protect these sick motherfuckers. And the people sit there and fucking watch it. And goddamn you, you know better. Another report from The Guardian also made similar claims about Sound of Freedom, yet it is also has a report from 2015 about a charity that was formed to prevent child sacrifice. Well, God, way to go. Child sacrifice and blood rituals in Uganda. See, we're talking over. It don't happen here in the United States, people. I mean, you don't have goddamn Hunter Biden with goddamn little 6 and 7 year olds. And dressed up like prostitutes and crack cocaine, fucking molesting them, do you? That don't happen here. And probably those kids, that probably was in the Ukraine. I don't know where it was filmed. But those little children have probably already been fucking chopped up alive and fucking their body parts sold in the multi. They tell you it's a multi-billion dollar industry. And while we're looking at it, fuck you. You are guarding it. You are sick son of a bitches. Every one of you deserves to go to the fucking gallows. Every district in the country confirmed they have heard of a child being sacrificed. I mean, this is how, and you don't think they're doing it here, you're fucking stupid. The Post and the Rolling Stone, aside from attempting to link Sound of Freedom to QAnon, praise the movies, Cuties, in which little girls are sexualized in a tweet dancing crew. I mean, come on. I mean, this is a false left-right fucking paradigm bullshit. Both things that we're talking about. This should not exist, or else we're not fucking human beings. We have no fucking cojones. We have nothing. We're worthless. We might as well not be here. Cuties, little children, you sick bastards, in which little girls are sexualized in a tweak dancing crew. One statement from Rolling Stone said the backlash at Cuties was part of a tactic that has its roots in conspiracy theory. Fuck you! You sick in the head, son of a bitch. Whoever wrote this, somebody should, find out who wrote it. Go take care of this motherfucker. He's a sick son of a bitch. Until we start taking care of these sick son of a bitches, little children are going to continue to be fucking pedophiled, cut up, alive, and fucking their body parts sold. You understand that? As long as you just keep reading articles about it and fucking going, God damn them people. Until somebody fucking acts. There is nothing going to fucking happen here.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, and when you think about it, man, just demolishing kids, man, it's the reason why, you know, they just won't release that list with everybody's name. I mean, I think this junk is all the way down to your local level, my local level.
Oh, yeah.
It's all through the system, all through these corrupt bastards. Every level.
Goddamn right it is. Right down to the fucking streets, man. Of course it is. I mean, goddamn. For them to tell you, we got a multi-billion-dollar industry of trafficking little children, and fuck, what, you can't fucking figure out a multi-billion-dollar industry and you know what it is? I mean, this ain't like finding out where the coke's coming from or the fentanyl. You already know it comes right from China straight to the fucking streets, and you allow it. Why? Because, I got another story up here about Portland, and now they're going to supply people with fucking tinfoil and glass pipes for smoking fucking fentanyl. They're going to provide you with, and it's only $3 a fucking pill, and you can get it, and you can fucking smoke it. They're going to give you the stuff to kill yourself with, and you're going to kill yourself. That's how, you're the dregs of fucking society. You need to be dead. But we don't need to be paying to kill you. Go jump off a fucking bridge, would you please? Anyways, that's got me feeling sick already. So let's take a break and we'll be right back. Take your break.
Cause I'm the one that you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
That's a bunch of crazy things. First you're here, then you're there. Pretty soon then you went everywhere. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. We've seen the rise, we'll see the fall. Begin to see us all. We're in hell. Well, time ticks away. Faster, faster, run so fast. Forget what you're after. Make a deal, sell your soul. Just find out, baby. Say so. Ha, he's a sucker. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. We've seen the rise, we'll see the fall. You hear to see us all. We're in hell.
burning hell. Not for me, baby.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word, Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, please go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively. Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is... Excuse me a second. I need a drink. All righty. You can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1243 Pacific Time, and that was Megadeth with This Planet's on Fire. And it's, I mean, if there's a hell, we're in it. I mean, you know, we're on this article we're talking about, these people, you know, they're talking about the danger they went through. The danger they went through to go to these child sex traffickers. If there's that kind of fucking danger to something that's fucking wicked as this is, send your fucking army. They're scaring you. Take your fucking army and wipe them off the fucking face of this planet, wouldn't you? Wouldn't that what a decent fucking people would do? You go and you sneak in and you fucking actually prop them up by buying back the fucking the people they've stolen, little children they fucking molested. And now you call that fucking manly? If you're afraid to fucking approach them, just like the cartels down on the border, why in the fuck you got your goddamn military over there killing fucking goddamn Arab children for their fucking resources, securing fucking parts of Syria, their oil fields? That's what your fucking military is doing. While you're afraid to go and fucking stop some son of a bitch that's pedophiling and buying and selling fucking children, you're scared. You're scared of this son of a bitches? Then you send your military, Uganda? Go in there and wipe their fucking ass out. Go in any fucking country. You'll go fight over fucking goddamn somebody else's resources to steal them from you. But when it comes to shit like this, oh, we're too scared. They're just too tough. That goddamn fucking Mexican cartel down on our fucking borders running this fucking country. Oh, we just can't do nothing about that. But you need to turn in your gun or we'll come for you, motherfucker. That's what we're fucking dealing with, people. Let's see what else we got going here.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am?
On the film, I think your analysis is bringing it down to the bone because it's such a mixed-up thing of right and wrong and good and bad and left and right. When I went to see it, I went, you know, of course, as a spy or a researcher that wanted to see just what they were putting out and, you know, on my purge to expose what I saw, which I try to do in the comments and wherever else. But I see that they are polarizing the people because the film, as you say, turns out to be, in the kindest sense, a limited hangout because it shows you that there's a terrible problem, but it doesn't go after the source. Like you say, it's not getting to the top. And it's like putting a Band-Aid on stage for cancer. And so I still think we have to yell and scream because we're seeing atrocity after atrocity move to the back burner. You know, the vaccines and every other thing that has been Hunter Biden, they just get pushed away to the latest story of the day. And even though I'm older, I know I can't rest on my laurels. I have to keep going. But those kind of things out of Hollywood, they'll do it every time. They'll twist it in the favor of those who have the money and the control and the evil.
Well, yeah. I mean, they concentrate on, like this is a third world problem. And I mean, we have Epstein. We know about Epstein and whatever, I can't think of her name.
Ghislaine.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. And you have the list. You know who these bastards are. And right here in the United States of America, this is happening with the highest guy, and it is the elite. It's incomprehensible that what they're doing is just a publicity stunt. That's all in the fuck it is. Like I said, whatever people they saved, I guarantee you were replaced that night. There's an endless supply of little children in 9 billion people to fucking steal and fucking traffic, and they're going to continue to do it. What's to stop them? They actually made money for the goddamn bastards. They didn't kill them. They didn't punish them. They didn't stop it. And if this guy was so brave, he had to go in there. It was such a fearful fucking thing to confront these child traffickers. Where in the hell is it? What's the goddamn army for? Well, that's right. It's for stealing resources from other people's countries for the fucking empire of the fucking goddamn Judaist. The Jews, the Khazarians, the fucking nasty bastards who are in turn getting the money from the fucking children, no doubt at the top. Yep. I mean, like I said, I haven't seen the movie. I wouldn't go to a theater if they held a gun on me. The guy last time we went was so many years ago. I can't even remember, but it was so fucking sickening. When it comes out, yeah.
Do you think that even though it comes out, it's out as a publicity stunt, that in some way it might awaken some outrage or inform people who didn't know about the global sex trafficking of children and get them on board, or are they beyond hope?
If you don't know about it by now, I mean, how many articles have been on the net? I mean, it's like saying you don't know that the Bidens are a mafia. I mean, how can it's right in your face. All these kids come up missing. I mean, just like this last story. This was on video. They had the news feed where they talked about this little girl, 14 years old, that they found at a military base. A Marine had bought her and had her in his barracks. I mean, what's a rock got to fall on you? It ain't that people don't know. It's that people ain't got the moxie and the goddamn balls to go do anything about it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And you say that, you know, they throw that out there to normalize it into the society.
Yep.
So we say, oh, it's only one, that's not a big deal. And so it goes on unattended.
And it goes to, and they went to Africa, they went to Uganda. Why didn't you go to Washington, D.C. and demand those goddamn the records from Epstein and his madam? Why didn't you demand to see those and then go after those son of a bitches? See what they have done and put out. I mean, what would outrage the people more to know that these people have been elected to the highest seats of power through unlawfully to begin with, because it's a corporation. But to find out that these bastards had boogered little children, I mean, that we already know. I mean, damn it. Everybody, they call Biden the child sniffer. There's another video on the site today with them touching little kids and stuff. They're sickening. And everybody knows it. There is no excuse for us anymore. The only excuse...
Hey,
go ahead, brother.
Hey, have you ever heard of the Franklin cover-up?
It sounds familiar. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. There was about, I think this happened like in the 80s, man. And they were using like these group homes up there in Franklin, Nebraska. And
uh-huh.
They were tracking kids back and forth through there, from back and forth to senators, congressmen, all through Washington,
yes.
D.C. So what they were doing. So even when the kids, when they got like teenagers and all that, man, I mean, they were telling the FBI, and the FBI, they was like saying, telling these kids, you do this or you do that, or you come out and say something, we're going to put you in jail. So them kids can even, you know, even come out and tell their story when they got like 19 or 20 years old. I mean, this whole thing is so damn corrupt, man. I mean, if anyone out there go with any of these bastards, I mean, nothing's going to stop this but a battle, man. That's it. It's going to have to be just shedding the blood.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. The FBI is there to protect them. The FBI there is there to protect the multi-billion dollar industry, not only of the sex crimes, but also of the killing of the children, killing kids while they're goddamn alive, man. Come on. There's no way that it can fucking be keep heading. I mean, this last article they're talking about, even in Uganda, child sacrifice. God damn, are we headed back to the dark ages? Are we in the dark ages? Are we living, I mean, if there is a hell, this is it. It would have to be. If there's anything worse than this, fuck it. You know, Jesus.
It's to kill all kinds of any indication of we are human and we are...
Yep.
Capable, and we are evolving. It's to stop the evolution because we're more powerful than they, and so they're using all these dark means to try and thwart our growth and our expansion. I saw a headline today. It said judges may soon be replaced in the courtroom with artificial intelligence chatbots. And I thought this has to be satire, but it wasn't. It's being tried out in Colombia. And so everything human and real and full of life is a threat to them because they know it's the truth of life and survival.
Exactly correct. They know, I mean, these people, just like take Bill Clinton. We know what that son of a bitch has done. I mean, when he was governor of Arkansas, he had the state police bringing him young girls to the state house there in Arkansas. And I mean, the people when they came out about the rape. I mean, I wanted to interview with that lady. I can't think of her name. He bit a fucking chunk out of her face while he was raping her, and the son of a bitch never got a parking ticket. The problem is, you know, if you want to rid yourself of this shit, you get the guys like that, the Clintons, the fucking Trumps, the goddamn Bidens, and you fucking hang them. And you want these other son of a bitches back up. You got a badass, you're in Uganda, and you got a bunch of fucking thugs that we're supposed to be scared of. We'll carpet fucking bomb your ass. You're going to stop it, or we'll kill you. That's what it's come down to. And Dion's absolutely correct. The only way this fucking stops is to kill these son of a bitches, because they are sick in the fucking head. They're demented. They're like goddamn... oh, God, what the hell is his name? Hannibal Lecter. They're that fucking bad. To do that,
Henry,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What you said right there about the only way this stops, that needs to, like, be blasted out across the globe, because you're the only one that's bringing it to that pinnacle. Even in some, and I've repeated this before, I know, but I have to say it again, some of the alternative stations, they stop cold right there with "we don't want any violence." Or sometimes they'll say, "oh, we can't get talk about that, we'll put ourselves in danger." And I'm like, oh, you want to know what danger feels like?
That's
start
what I'm
telling
saying.
The truth.
Or violence. What about the little children? What kind of violence are they enduring? I mean, it's cowardice. That's all you can say. It's cowardice, and it's cover up, and it's got, you know, they can pay people off as easy as they can shoot them. But I mean, anybody that would tolerate that, any people that would tolerate that, if this planet blew up, it would be just. I mean, if you will tolerate little children being molested and then cut up alive, you're not human. You're bad as the cannibals. I mean, you're the worst goddamn thing that could exist on this planet. We need to be gone. If we can't stop this, we can't stop anything. If you're not going to stop people from hurting children, you ain't going to stop people from doing shit. You're not going to stand up. You're not going to stand up for liberty and freedom. And what about the liberty and freedom of those little kids? And you're not talking just a handful. This is rampant across the whole goddamn planet. And like I said, if these guys are from America, the United States, if they had went down and took all their fucking money and all their fucking balls and went down and demanded those goddamn lists. And I mean, went down and demanded them. I would have went down there. If you're going to go down there, if you're going to take your gun and they're going to give it to us or we're going to shoot them, I'll go with you. I'll fucking go with you right now. But they son
damn
of a... Right. Exactly, brother. There's a plenty that would go with them. But this here is to try to make it seem like this is a problem in the third world. Well, by God, we are in the third world now. I'm sorry to tell you. And it is a bigger problem here, because here is where the goddamn money's laundered, and the money, you know, is shipped out to Ukraine, where they can cut up the goddamn proceeds amongst the international corporate mobsters for the selling of little children, for the pedophilia of little children, for Hunter Biden to goddamn buy more coke so he can get more girls. It's just goddamn, it rips your fucking guts out. How can people stand themselves and still live in this goddamn world anymore? But like I said, you know, the people who would do anything, they made sure anybody intelligent that would do something about this, they keep you so fucking poor. They keep you poor, but these guys, they have big bucks. But they go and they're buying them back. You're participating. You're actually committing a fucking crime. You're participating in the child trafficking. And like I said, that at night, I guarantee you, whoever they bought was replaced. They already replaced those kids, and I mean, they did nothing. I mean, to bring attention to it? God damn, if you don't know about this, you've got your head in the sand. You don't want to know about it. You can see it in the goddamn schools here. For Christ's sakes, all this sick shit, you know, wanting little boys to,
be able to have their pecker cut off when they're 14 years old without their mom's permission. And I mean, all this sick, sick shit. I mean, we forget what schools were actually for. They were reading, writing, and arithmetic to teach you how to learn. So you could go to a library and get a book and learn whatever you wanted and apply that knowledge. That was the idea of an education. Now, I mean, in Oregon, you don't even have to know how to read and write. You don't have to know how to do arithmetic. You don't have to know any history. You don't have to know nothing. And you get your diploma just because. I mean, what the fuck is it? And we're paying for this. Out of the people are paying for this. The people who work, the people who sweat, the people who are out there making things and creating things. You pay for this. Yeah.
And you know, another thing, you know, she is so right. All the cowardice out there when people don't want to talk about the violence, especially out there, you are out there in the alternative media. The NSA has already tapped you anyway. They listen to all your shows, and you're going to just roll over in the corner. You know, I mean, if you ever called into an alternative show, you said any comment, you stroked any key anti-government, they got you. So you're already being spotted through your phones anyway. So what the hell are you scared of? I mean, they even said in their protocols, in their Zionist little protocols, they said then nothing will not happen without bloodshed. They said a change won't happen, so we're going to keep the going, keep calling their senators and their congressmen, thinking paperwork going to get it done.
They are sheep. They are sheep. I mean, sheep doesn't fight for – they run. They hide. They try to get in the middle of the herd so that the wolf gets the ones on the outside edge. I mean, they are sheep. They're worthless. If you won't fight for little kids, I mean, that are being molested and cut up alive, for Christ's sake, if you will not fight for that against that, if you will not give it everything you've got, if you will not – our army should – if we had an army, which we don't, it belongs to the United Nations – but our fucking militia should be formed into fucking an army, and the fucking goddamn proceeds should be there. The money they fucking spend on this publicity stunt, you could go over there to Uganda and kick the fucking shit out of them motherfuckers and hang every child trafficker. But and like I said, it should start in Washington, D.C. This is supposed to be the leader of the fucking free world. And you got, they're all goddamn pedophiles, and we know they're pedophiles. They admit it. I mean, look at Hunter Biden.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
And maybe like a shout-out to all the trenchers that want to help that gatekeeping situation, those alternative sites that are saying they're the tip of the spear or the cutting edge or at the front lines, you know, get in their face and call in and shame them and hold their feet
yes.
to the fire in terms of why they're not addressing the uprising that is necessary and just keep doing it relentlessly.
You're absolutely correct. An uprising is the only thing that's going to stop this. The re-implementation and the zero tolerance to the violations of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 is the only thing that's going to stop this. If not, your children aren't safe, man. When your children aren't safe, if you don't get mean and you don't get vicious, you don't have the moral compass of a cow. How about that? Mm-hmm. Anyways, this has been disgusting enough today. But you know, like, it's not going to change people. We're at fucking war. If people just wake up, you're at war, okay? Hello? You're at war. They're killing your kids. They're fucking taking children. People are afraid to let their children out of their sight, and they should be. Even if you don't let them out of your sight, the goddamn pervs are running your goddamn country. They'll come and take them from you because you ain't got the goddamn balls to stop polishing that goddamn gun and shoot the son of a bitch. And that is the word from the trenches.